what's become really popular since 2020 is early voting. You know, we offer that 10 days in advance of any election, and it's amazing how many people take that up.
Election season is just around the corner. Ellis County Clerk Bobby Dreiling chats with Hays Post reporter Jonathan Zweiger about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We thought it'd be a good opportunity to have you come in and chat. It's an off year, but there is an election and some deadlines coming up that we want to talk about here in just a little bit. But also earlier this week, talking a little bit before the County Commission about some changes to the polling locations, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk a little bit about just changes for two of them. And so I'll kind of let you start the first. How many polling locations are there in Ellis County? And then after the change, how many are there after the change?
Right. Right now we have 9 polling locations. And now after my change that I'm going to be making here that will be effective for this first election in November, we'll have 8. I'm closing one, which is 601 Main. And then the second one I'm closing but opening up another is going to be St. Michael's Church. And the reason I'm closing St. Michael's Church is it's come to my attention it's not ADA compliant. And 601 Main has been historically a low voter turnout as well as low voter registration. So it was just feasibly economical to close 601 Main and combine it with St. Michael's Church at the new polling location of the Messiah Lutheran Church at 2000 and Main.
Yeah, the St. Michael's Episcopal Church on Canal Boulevard, where you talked about ADA compliance. I think there's a couple of stairs that kind of make that a little bit of an issue.
Right. The voters that can't climb stairs, we have the express vote downstairs. But with the new machines that we got in 19, the express vote now that the ADA people can use, it actually produces a ballot. And so, in turn, that ballot then needs to be put into the other voting machine that tallies it, and that is upstairs. And so, voter privacy is at jeopardy by having a poll worker take it up to deposit it. So, I found that it does need to be changed.
You mentioned 601 Main. That's the K-State Research Building.
Yes, and the Extension Office.
Extension Office, that's right.
You're correct.
And there's issues there, I know. You talked about registration. We'll talk about that in a moment. But parking, that's an issue all up and down there. And that's been an issue for a long time with that building.
Right. The parking itself right by the building is very small and hard to maneuver around. Parking on the street is a little crazy at times. And then, you know, the parking lot across the street is no longer available to be used. So that was another good reason to go ahead and take down 601 Main.
You talked about number of registered voters. I thought it was interesting. 601 Main actually was the lowest for registered voters of all of the prior 10 locations, even fewer than Victoria as well. I think there were 1,300. They were pretty close, but mm-hmm. definitely for 601 Main, which represents Ward 1.
Ward 1, Precinct 1 and 2.
And that's down close to the university area down there.
Right. It would encompass quite a bit of that area right down there.
And so it made sense as far as with low voter turnout over the last several elections that with it being also then the lowest voter registration to with all the issues, it's easier to close that location because of and have everybody go to Messiah Lutheran Church.
Right. And, you know, what's great about that, it's still relatively close. You know, it's basically down the street on Main Street, so it's not like I'm moving everybody across town. You know, unfortunately, my voters at Messiah Lutheran, at St. Michael's, they're going to have to travel a little bit further. But, for the audience to know, A, it's hard to find a polling location that's going to be ADA compliant and to accommodate voters in a very easy fashion. Could I use a school? I could. By law, I can, but I don't want to jeopardize the safety of our children. So I felt like Messiah Lutheran Church was my best option.
And for those individuals who used to, in the past, had voted at 601 Main or at St. Michael's, with moving to Messiah, I think there's easy access. There's street parking. There's also parking lots right there as well. So it seems like it's pretty convenient, too.
Right. Has two easy accessible locations to get into and ample parking.
And if somebody maybe is not sure where their polling location is, where can they find that information?
Right. We're going to have it on our website, okay. lsco.net. And also, I just mailed out in the mail on Tuesday a notice to all the affected voters letting them know this is going to be your new polling location. And what we'll also do for the next, you know, probably for sure this election in November and then also next year for the presidential election, I will put notices on their old polling location so that if they forget or didn't get the notice, they're like me, they would forget and go to the old one. They're going to be a notice directing them to their new polling location so they won't miss out on voting.
I know we briefly hit on the location there was 601 Main, and then also it was brought to the county commission during the meeting this week. Ongoing discussions that you've had with 4A students, there was a proposal put together by a couple of students, and then I know I think the American Democracy Project and some other groups with support had tried and had conversations with you about trying to get a location down at campus. And this time around, decided not to go with that. And I know there are several different hurdles that kind of makes it difficult to have that. Well, on the surface, it looks like it'd be easy to have it, but there are some issues that you had brought up along the way.
Right. One of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize that your polling location is hinged on your residence. So just because you're a student and that you go to Fort Hays State University, and let's say I would put a polling location there, depending upon where you live and where we pull you up in voter registration, I would have to, if you live across town on election day, you would not be able to vote on campus because that's not your polling location. And your vote then would turn into a provisional ballot, which in turn would not count. So, or in that case, we would send you to your new polling, to your polling location where you should go, because that is a misconception. I'm right here. Why can't I vote here? But it's hinged on your residential address.
And it's interesting. We've talked about it in the past that there was a law passed, and it was overwhelmingly got support in places like Sedgwick County and Wyandotte and some other Shawnee County, some places where population is what it is, much greater than ours, that to be able to go to wherever polling location on the election day and just submit a cast a ballot and it counts. Mm-hmm. But that has not been implemented because it's not practical at this point.
Right. What the problem with that is, it, you know, obviously we use electronic poll books and we bring up your name. So what they didn't figure out before they passed this law is that my poll book at Smoky Hill, where people vote there, where I would vote, I could then turn around and go vote out at Hayes Rec, because unfortunately my poll book at Smoky Hill is not communicating with my poll book at Hayes Rec. So I can go to Hayes Rec and it shows I haven't voted yet, even though I did. So, you know, I'm not saying anybody's committing fraud, sure, but, you know, in a world of what we live in right now, I have not, you know, they're called vote centers. And until they get that little thing worked out, I will not be offering that in Ellis County anytime soon.
And part of the issue is those poll books are not connected to the internet. And if it was, it would be able to communicate, but that's a whole other security issue. So right, that's the reason why they have implemented that, but it just is not practical at this point. Plus, we now vote on paper ballots, and you would have to have a paper ballot for every ward, every precinct within Ellis County from both Victoria and Ellis, the nine other spots, and that's just not practical either.
You are correct, yeah, right? Especially like with city school. I have 56 ballot styles, so I would have to make sure every polling location had 56 ballot styles. Because even though we have the express vote, which is the electronic machine, and that could pull up any ballot you wanted, I have to, by law, offer and have available a paper ballot as well if a voter would want that.
I know the conversation with Fort Hays State and the students and their renewed effort to get a polling location on campus, it's still an ongoing discussion. It's not a discussion that you shot down. I know we had talked off the air. You made several trips out to the university and worked with the group to try and find something that would work. So it's not a blanket no, it'll never happen. It's just we have to kind of go through the process of overcoming some hurdles.
Right. Like I said, I am still working with the American Democracy Project students. You know, I did scout out a couple of locations that weren't going to work right now. And I'm looking forward to continuing my conversations and my efforts to educate not only the students, but my community, as well as how important those polling locations actually come into play. And yes, I have not shut that door at all.
Okay, very good. As far as polling locations, anything else that we need to make sure and hit on?
Not right now. Everybody else's polling locations will stay the same. Okay. And, you know, obviously what's become really popular since 2020 is early voting.
Yes.
You know, we offer that 10 days in advance of any election. And it's amazing how many people take that up, and also advance mail. You don't want to go to the polls, you don't want to go early vote, you can request an application, and we'll send you a ballot.
Yeah, I think that was something that you hit on at the county commission meeting on Tuesday, but also then Michael Burgess, county commissioner, talked about is there are three right. ways to vote, and it seems like the advanced voting, I know there are days where there's a heck of a line there because that's becoming more and more popular.
You're right, it has been. And, you know, with getting 10 days of advanced voting, kind of outweighs the thought of that I only got one day to go to the polls.
Yeah.
So, you know you're going to be able to make that 10 days, you know, because anything can come up on election day for anybody to where you're not possible to make it there. Or if you're like me, you're going to forget.
Very good. Well, the polling locations, the wards and precincts, or the maps, those are all on the county website, correct?
Yes, they're all, and they're in the process of being updated right now because obviously I'm making my changes, but they're all on there as they are currently, but those will be getting updated with the new polling site.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll turn our attention to the next election. Yes. There's a handful of deadlines that are coming up pretty quick for the city school election. It's an off year, but those are ever important as well.
Yes, they are. Right, the city school, that election is coming up in November, and we do have a filing deadline of June 1st at noon. Can't come in at 12:01. You got to be there at noon to go ahead and file the positions that are available this year, obviously city school. And in each of the school districts, each of them have four positions available. Okay. Other than USD 3D8, which is Ellis, they do have an unexpired term that will be on the ballot as well. And then the city of Hayes, Victoria, Ellis, and Shenzhen, all their positions are available. All these positions are on our website as well, okay. So you can go in and see that. And then on top of that, there's also the Cottonwood Extension District, where they elect two directors. And there's also the Improvement Districts, and we have four of those. And that's always every 2 years. It's always on odd-numbered years. And those all offer three positions each.
Okay. Information on filing fees, or if they have any questions, is there an easy way to get to that on the website as well?
Yes. There is a $20 filing fee okay. for any position. And you can either go to ellisco.net under the election tab, and you'll see the filing candidate packet that you can print off, or you can also stop by my office and ask for a packet. You can fill it out there, or you can take it home with you and bring it back. So, yes, it's available those two different ways.
Okay. As far as voters, making sure registration, those deadlines I know are a little bit later this year,
yes.
But those are something maybe to be mindful of, because while it is an off-year election, maybe you don't think about it, there are those deadlines as well.
Right. Obviously, the election is November 7th, so that's the most important date. We got to remember, early voting will start at the administration center 2 weeks prior, so that's going to be October 23rd, okay. And that will be open until the Monday before the election, which is that would be November 6th. We would close at noon, okay. And after that, the next day, it'd be at your polling location. Advance mail ballots, if you are wanting one of those, you can go onto our website as well and print out an application, or you can call our office at 628-9410 and request that we send you an application. And those will start going out in the mail on October 18th. And another important date other than the election is when our books close. And that means October 17th is the last day that you'll be able to register to vote in the city school election.
Okay. Very good. And if anybody has any questions, you gave the number.
Yep, 785-628-9410.
And on the website under the elections tab, it's pretty easy to find all that information as well. Very good. Anything else?
No, I just encourage everybody that if you're not registered, to get registered before the books close and get out there and vote.